This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration has been negligent on mine safety, and coal miners are paying with their lives. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, bipartisan congressional hearings have revealed the administration's shocking abdication of responsibility on coal mine safety. Safety inspectors testified about repeated orders from political superiors to cut corners on safety, falsify reports, water down criminal charges, and cozy up to mine operators. One official rubber-stamped a defective ventilation system that killed 13 miners in Tennessee, then covered up his action and reduced the company's penalty. Even today, 5 years later, the agency is still trying to palm off regulations that cater to mine operators and endanger miners. Now the agency has a new director, and under pressure from Congress, he's promising to shape up. The tragedy, Bob, is that so many coal miners have been killed and maimed because anti-regulation ideologues in the administration refuse to obey the law on coal mine safety.
Ted, no doubt about it, there have been some terrible problems, and I'm pleased the administration has stepped in to see that reform is on the way. I'm also pleased that as Labor Committee Chairman, you're following up on the lead of your Republican predecessor, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. He opened hearings on mine safety when you were still in the minority. Labor Secretary Bill Brock also deserves real credit for appointing that energetic new agency director you spoke of. But you're misguided on one point, Ted. Your call for more big government bureaucracy is only slowing down what all of us want to do. Speed mine safety reform to the people who need it the most, the courageous men and women who work underground. For their sake, let's cut through politics and red tape, and let's do it together. This is Senator Bob Dole. A Senate tragedy reminds us it's not too late to help prevent heart attacks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.